Gimnasia verbal. That. Now, that was a word that we presented at the very beginning of the beginner's course, Annie. So why, what's it doing here? Why have we chosen to do a section on that? Well, what we're going to do is look at a few idiomatic expressions that contain that. Really, really useful terms that we use a lot, but which are not often taught in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one of them is this. Is that so? Which is like, no me digas. Okay, for example, if I say to you, the Eiffel Tower was the tallest building in the world in its day, and you want to say to me, no me digas. Como, yo te acabo de decir algo que es relativamente interesante sin más.
Mm-hmm.
Pues me dices,
is that so?
Is that so? Okay, good. Now we can also use, is that so, in a sarcastic way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for example, if I say to you, England is much nicer than Spain, pues tú no te lo crees, ¿eh?
Mm-hmm.
Y me dices, is that so?
Is that so?
Vale. Now, there is one occasion when we don't use is that so, when you in Spanish use no me digas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's when I tell you something unexpected, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or if I tell you something which is quite outrageous. For example, John is finally going to get married. Yeah, imagine, John's 40 years old, he's a typical bachelor for life. And mm-hmm. suddenly he's going to get married. And you say, no me digas.
You don't say.
Exactly. There we would say, you don't say.
Okay.
And we wouldn't say, is that so? Porque is that so es un poquito flojo. ¿Vale? You don't say. Bien, another expression. That's it. Eso es. Cuando estás animando a alguien, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Eso es. Vas muy bien, Annie.
That's it. You're doing really well.
That's it. You're doing really well. Excellent. Annie, that's it. You're doing really well. I say this to you every week. That's it, Annie. You're doing really well. Great. Pero también significa otra cosa. Con otro tonillo. Si yo te digo, that's it. I'm off. Dice, significa,
ya está.
Se acabó.
Me voy.
En estéreo.
Okay.
Good. Se acabó. Me voy a casa. Sería.
That's it.
No, that's it. Hay que separar las dos palabras.
That's it. I'm going home.
That's it.
That's it.
Pero con cabreo.
That's it.
Con cabreo, no con risas.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Eso es.
I'm going home.
Así me asustas más. Good. That's it. I'm going home. Bien. Se acabó. Voy a llamar a la policía.
That's it. I'm calling the police.
That's it. I'm calling the police. Muy bien. That's it can also mean eso es todo. For example, that's it for now. Eso es todo de momento.
Mm-hmm.
¿Vale? For example, eso es todo para hoy. La semana que viene veremos cómo comen las moscas en nuestra clase de biología.
That's it for today. Next week, we'll be looking at flies' eating habits.
Eating habits.
Eating habits.
Eso es, como comen las moscas. Muy bien. This is a really good expression to use when you want to wind up something. To wind up cuando quieres acabar algo.
Okay.
Acabar una reunión, por ejemplo. Okay, that's it for now. That's it for today. See you next week. Okay, one more. Eso es todo de momento. Nos vemos el viernes.
That's it for now. See you on Friday.
Okay, another expression is that it? Ya está. Okay? For example, he contactado a todas las personas en la lista. ¿Ya está?
I've contacted all the people.
Contacted, porque acabo en T el verbo, y por eso pronunciamos la E final del pasado.
Okay.
O en este caso, del participio.
I've contacted all the people on the list. Is that it?
Is that it? Good. ¿Ya está?
Is that it?
Is that it? Good. No, it's not, because we've got another expression to look at, which is that's that. Que significa no hay más que hablar.
Okay.
Okay, for example, no voy y no hay más que hablar. Sería, I'm not going and that's that.
All right.
Okay. No vamos a hacer otro ejemplo y no hay más que hablar, Annie.
We are not going to do another example and that's that.
Vale.